Your lousy bookings. Now, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but Nardo, $41. Bantha, $52. When I was a driver, I was ashamed to show my face in a garage if I had less than $100.
Oh, yeah.
What I wouldn't give for a garage full of Louis de Palmas.
Hey, Louis, do us a favor. Don't give us that speech about how great a driver you are, please.
What, are you embarrassed, Bantha? You should be ashamed to be in the same garage with me.
I'm ashamed to be in the same species with you.
Funny, Nardo. What I need are cab drivers. What I got are a bunch of Jan Murrays. I could get in this cab right now and outbook anybody.
Sure, Louie, if you say so.
You don't think so, Wheeler?
As a matter of fact, I don't.
Then try me. Call my bluff.
Okay. You're on. You want a showdown? Then a showdown you're gonna get it. It's the only thing that's gonna shut your mouth. Man to man, one on one, you against Alex. Wait, he's our best booker, right? And I say he can outbook you anytime, anywhere.
Hey, Bob.
Alex, can you stay out of this, please? Now, if you're not going to accept the challenge, then you better shut your mouth about how good you are.
Get that finger out of my face!
No. Ow!
Can I say something here, huh? Look, I don't like saying this in front of him, but, I was here when Louis was a driver, and, he's telling the truth about how good he was. He brought in a lot of money.
I think we better put this to music.
Hey, Alex, you can't back down. I really believe you can beat him.
Look, it's not a matter of beating him. I just don't like the idea, that's all.
This is our chance to humiliate the little creep.
I like that idea. No. Forget it.
Rieger has got more brains than to tangle with the Palmer. I don't blame him for chickening out.
Now, Louie! Now, don't start on this, Louie. I get involved with things like this, I go a little crazy, and I don't like myself like that. Hey, Louie, look, can I talk to you for a minute? Look, Louie, I've never tried to talk to you man to man before, or even as a human being, but let me try that. it's taken me a long time to get over competitiveness in my life, and, I think I finally did it, and, I like it that way, you understand? And, okay, so let's just forget this, all right? Huh?
Okay, all right. I understand.
Thanks.
Wait, what? Any eggs in here, Jeff?
No.
A lot of chickens around. Louie! Louie! You clucked one more time. Just one more time.
I'm gonna take you up on that silly little contest. And I'll beat you, Lou.
For the driving championship of the garage, King Kevin! Yeah!
Tomorrow night, what's wrong with tonight? We're gonna do this thing. Let's do it right now.
The sooner the better,
all right? Right.
Jeff, fetch my baby. Right. Yeah! I've got these two cans ready to go out.
Yes, they are.
Neither!
All right. I know this is the biggest bet I ever made in my life. But I think my friend Alex will win. I got $100 says Alex beat you.
I'll cover that.
You got
anybody else here want to prove they're as dumb as Bantha?
Yeah!
All right, I'll cover it all. Jeff, collect that money.
All right.
I'm going to do this thing in style. Feast your eyes on a money-making machine.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Winner's the guy who brings in the most money in 8 hours.
Right, right. What are the rules?
There are no rules.
Makes it hard to cheat.
Good luck, Alex.
Thanks, Elaine.
I just know you're gonna win. You know, if I had any extra money, man, I'd bet on you.
Ah, thanks.
I'll cover that.
No, Louis, I don't have any extra money this week. My rent's due, and I gotta...
You got something better than money, Nardo. Your self-respect. Let's say you and I make a little side wager. If I win this contest, we go out together.
Never. Never, 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 never. Good luck, Alex.
Hold on, Nardo. Let's talk turkey. What's the date when you worked?
$500.
$500? The best date of my life only cost me 20. That included the room and the closed circuit TV.
I knew that would shut him up.
You're on. Shall we shake on it?
Okay, Jim.
Nardo, my colors.
Okay, now, is everybody ready?
Yeah, ready, ready.
Okay, Alex?
Ready when you are, Locker.
Okay, on your mark, get set. One for the money, two for the show, one potato, two potato.
Locker, we're running out of gas.
Okay, go.
You know how I'm doing. I had one fare and the guy stiffed me. Uh-oh. Oh, I think I see somebody.
Let's go, girls. Where are we going?
Hello there.
Hi. Where to?
Going to the movies.
Could you be a little bit more specific?
Oh, well, we haven't decided what movie to see yet. I wanted to see the Muppet movie.
Perfect choice.
I can't stand that little frog. I want to go to a revival of The Sound of Music.
One of my favorites, Sound of Music.
We've seen it 12 times.
No, you can't see that one too many times. Look, please, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm in kind of a hurry tonight, so can you make a decision, please?
You got to pick last time.
And I made an excellent
choice.
Girls,
girls, girls. Sisters, look,
sisters. I'm a nice guy. I really am. And I'm going to hate myself tomorrow. But I'm trying to win a contest here tonight. And I would really wish you... Would you get out of my cab? Get out of cab, please. No, please, both of you. Get out of the cab. Please, out. What am I doing? I'm turning into Louis De Palma here. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Get back in. Come here. I'm sorry. I lost my head. Please, forgive me.
That's all right.
Look, please, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. Just tell me, where do you want to go?
Your choice.
Well, anywhere but the sound of music.
What's wrong with the sound of music?
Pick a movie!
Muppets!
Hey, everybody, I just broke 40 bucks.
Louie just topped 100.
100 bucks? Wow.
Hi there, where you going? Well, I'm here. I'll sing the market. Hey, spring guy, got odd guy.
Oh, no, no.
English. Do you speak English? English, see? Oh, I know. How'd you up in a gym?
No. Where do you want to go? Why am I talking so loud? No, that's Chinese. I only speak... Oh, that's clever. Okay, I know where that is. Good.
What's in Beijing? Is that okay?
Oh, my God. Hey, don't you listen to Carl Malden? No. Look, I don't need this much money. You don't know that, do you? I could take everything you got. Wow! There's more money here than I need. I could beat a whole herd of Louis.
Hey, you don't mind if I rob you blind, cheat you of all your money, and make you penniless, do you?
Hola, Dalai.
Elaine, hello?
Yes, Alex.
Oh, listen, I think I need your help. I have a Chinese gentleman in my cab who doesn't speak a word of English, and I think he's just in from Hong Kong. And he's a little confused about our currency. I mean, he's trying to give me what looks like 900 bucks to go on a 2-mile trip. Well, I guess it's a tough choice.
We are, sir.
Oh, hi.
Which way you want to go? Well, that about covers it, I guess.
Come on, baby fans, Susu.
Oh, no. Thank you very much. No, I don't want to. Look. No, I can't take that. No, I'm sorry, I can't even take this. Look, I take you on short ride. You give me much money for a short ride. Now I'm talking like Tonto.
Tonto, got the high hole silver.
No. I can't take it. Here, that's for you. This is enough. This is for me. See? Just five bucks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ah, 你真的 好老實的人啊，多謝曬啦，再見。
Yeah.
Alex.
Yeah, Elaine.
Money, did you?
No, I didn't, Elaine. But I did learn something about myself tonight, Elaine. No matter how competitive I might be, when it comes right down to it, there's a quality in me that prevails over everything, let me tell you.
Your stupidity.
You got it.
Hey, driver.
Oh, yeah.
That's the UN.
Oh, so it is.
This is the second time we've passed it.
I didn't want you to miss it.
You're trying to run up this fare.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not. I'm Inspector Ryan, New York Taxi Commission. Pull it over. I'm writing you out a summons, mister. Let me see your hack license.
Yeah.
Is that your full name, Tony Banta?
Yeah.
Well, this sure doesn't look like your picture.
It was taken when I was sick and stupid. I didn't see any ID from you. Big guy.
Here you are.
Are these your kids?
Yep.
Reminds me of a chimp act I once saw.
And I want to see to it that you never drive a cab in this city again. In fact, I'm going to confiscate your license. There. Now get this hat right back in the garage, Banner.
You my regards and a banana to your family.
You know, I'm going to love seeing you hung up the dry, wise guy.
Bobby Wheeler reporting for duty.
Alex, 106.40!
De Palma,
147!
Look, Alex, you've only got another hour and you're way behind.
Oh, now I'm being hailed down by a little old lady with 8 bags of groceries.
Oh, no, Alex, she'll take forever. You'll have to carry her bags, and she'll only want to go a couple of blocks.
Nah, forget it. This contest is over. Besides, she's waving her vegetables at me.
I'm afraid I've got lots of bags.
Yeah, I'm afraid you do, too. That's all right. I'll load your groceries for you.
I hope this won't put you up.
Not at all. Here you go.
These groceries are for my friends. They can't get around as well as I. Now, that one is for Ethel, who lives in the Bronx.
Bronx, huh? Mm-hmm.
And those are for Cora, who lives in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, huh?
And that's for Virginia out on Long Island.
Long Island? And who is this for?
Oh, those are mine.
And where do you live?
I live in New Jersey.
New Jersey?
I hope you have a lot of gas.
Well, if I run out, I'll push.
It can't be. It is. The De Palma Lux strikes again.
...2120 9th Avenue in Brooklyn.
Just one thing could make this perfect.
This is my first time in New York.
That's it.
It'll be $22.50, please.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
I've been counting the clicks on the meter.
Clicks?
It now reads exactly $6. You're a very dishonest person.
I think I better warn you. I happen to be a very big, muscular guy.
Then you must be talking out of your belly button. Here's your $6.
You got a lot of nerve calling yourself handicapped.
Okay, Alex, Louie, time's up. Bring him in.
What's with her?
She hasn't said a word in 3 hours.
Okay, Jeff, Louie's total is 212.30.
All right. Oh. Well, Elaine. If you don't mind me calling you Elaine. Don't think I can't be tender. Sure, I play the tough guy sometimes. But I think you'll find that underneath I can be warm. Thrilling. And yes, a little vulnerable.
Would it spoil this moment for you if I threw up?
Hey, Louie, you haven't won yet, you know. Come on, cut this up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tony, lie if you have to.
197.
He wins. Yeah.
Here, Hey, listen, folks, I'm sorry. I did my best.
Hey, Alex. You did great, man. And I tell you, I think you're taking this loss really well.
Thanks, Tony. Get your hands off me.
Hey, what's that?
My tips.
Well, don't tips count?
I don't know.
Hey, we said the guy brings in the most money wins. Right. And tips are money.
Oh, that's right. I've seen them. I know that for a fact. That it's money.
No. Tips don't count. It's what's on the meter that counts.
We never said tips don't count, Louis.
We never said they do either. Hey, listen, if I'd have thought for a second that tips counted, I could have pulled in more than 80 cents.
Admit it, Louis, 80 cents is a record for you.
You must be more nauseating on the road than you are in the garage.
Okay, I got 40 bucks here. I got you.
Now, listen, we all got something at stake here, right? Now, the only fair thing to do is get, like, an objective bystander, you know, to settle the question. Somebody who didn't bet on the race.
Everybody bet on this race. It's not everybody.
Not everybody.
You want to bet?
Vodka. Latka who loves me.
That's
right. Latka who fears me.
That's right.
Latka who owes his job to me. Good old impartial Latka.
Now hold it right there, Louis. You can't threaten Latka's job. Now look, I'm willing to let Latka decide, and I'll stand by it. But if you put this kind of pressure on him, this whole fiasco's off. You understand?
Okay, Latka. No pressure. Decide away.
Come on, Locke. Is it Alex or Louis?
Be impartial, Locke. Be impartial.
Okay. Well, I tell you something. You know, I do love Louis.
And Louis loves Latka.
Thank you very much. And I do love Alex, too.
And Alex loves Latka.
Yeah, she's right.
Thank you very much. You know, this is a wonderful place to work. Thank you very much.
Get over here and decide!
Decide what?
About the contest!
Oh, well, what is the question?
Do tips count?
Oh, of course they do.
Walters.